Welcome everybody to another episode of Melty Talks. I am your host, Senpai. We are joined by the ever so faithful and ever so co-current co-host, Mr. Luke. Cool hand, Luke.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
And we're also joined by the child. Yeah, I was hoping you would say it.
I'm sorry.
How are you guys today?
Same old.
They brought Buddy. That's who you hear whimpering because he's on his leash. He doesn't want to be on his leash.
He's not being abused.
So first, we have some news to just wipe off the table here real fast. Due to recent actions and recent events, Colby and Crystal will no longer be on the show. Neither will Bryce. They are all fired from the show. They chose to go their own separate paths for what they want to do. So they will no longer be on Melty Talks. So I just want to get that out there in the open. But we do have other members. We have Luke. That's sitting right across from me. Very beautiful. We have the child, Mackenzie. We have my buddy Mikey, Caden, Tristan, and a lot of other people that will be on, excuse me, in future episodes. So tonight we're just going to be talking. Because I feel like we could be funny. You know, we have funny stories or whatever. We're going to talk about how our 2024 is going so far. It's only, what, 6 days in? Okay. So, and we're also going to bring up some already, like, controversial headlines of 2024. And we're not even 10 days in. And we have already had some very controversial stories. So just give us one moment while we prepare. All right, we're back. So, in other news, guys, we have brand new products on the Melty store. There is still some Melty Claws merch. So, if you guys are in the festiveness and still want to celebrate a little bit of Christmas in January, we do have Melty Santa Claus still on the merch store. Playing cards, Melty Talk merch, everything's on there. So, check out our Printify, and yeah, we'll get it done that way. So, Mr. Luke, how is your 2024 going so far?
I already worked until 2 a.m., so that was pretty cool. Just been working, really. Get home late, go right to bed.
Oh, well, that's a good start. Mackenzie.
Pause it.
Mackenzie, how was your 2024 so far?
I mean, all I do is stay home with Buddy, cook sometimes.
Wait for me to get home.
Wait for Luke to get home.
Yeah.
That's my life.
So far, my 2024 has been all right. Yes, Buddy. We see you. He's squealing thing. He's like, Mom.
He's freaking spoiled.
So, and another thing about 2024 that I wanted to mention is we already got some saucy-ass headlines already and how crazy we know this year is going to be. First, did y'all see the video of that man jumping at the judge?
I saw that.
Okay, so basically this woman denied his parole. And when I tell you, this man Frogger leaped. I have never seen a man, and I've seen people play basketball. I have never seen a man jump.
Help, please.
What the hell? I've never seen a man jump that high just because his parole was denied. I mean, what did you do to have denied parole?
Like, did my nose boom down here?
No, you're good. Buddy kicked the shit out of you. But yeah, so that's already there. And then we have the Cat Williams stuff going on. Cat Williams sits down for a podcast and is exposing almost every comedian. It was fucking great. He's immaculate. He's smart. So what do you guys think of the man that jumped to the judge?
I feel like security should have been, like, a little better.
Like, where was
security!
The bailiff?
Security!
Where's the bailiff at? That's Mike. Did he take a day off or something? He's just over here twiddling his thumbs.
He had,
a
running start.
He did, too. He just, yeah. He was throwing haymakers. I thought I was watching WWE in a courtroom. It's great.
I didn't look this up. Oops. What's it on?
Okay, then.
It's on TikTok.
It's on TikTok. It's on Twitter, Reddit, 4chan. Who remembers 4chan? You don't remember it. 4chan. I know you don't remember 4chan. Do you know what chain emails are?
Nope.
Yeah. It was. Someone would send you an email or a text message late at night, send this to the next five people. You're going to die at 3 a.m. I know it wasn't true, but don't threaten me with make-believe. I sent that shit. I sent it to my mom, my sister, whatever. So they were like, why did you send that to us? I was like, I don't want to die. You might want to send it to other people so you don't fucking die. And I would feel immediately sad, though. But, like, say my mom did send it and she died the next morning. Tori's like, you were right. And I would want to be crying, but I'm just over here like, I told you, motherfucker. Now let me cry. Let me cry in the corner. So Mr. Luke and Mrs. McKenzie here have brought their dog over. And we are co-parenting the dog, and he is very adorable. His name is Buddy. Anytime he comes over here, he just tries to get out of her arms and tries to flail, and it was very adorable seeing him. He has pretty crystal blue eyes. It's fine. He's so adorable. You ever seen that video of the girl crying on the floor right next to the little tiny ass puppy? I love you so much. That's like me with Buddy. Because we'll be playing, I'm just looking at him. I was like, he's so adorable.
They're being pretty chill right now.
Don't say anything, because he's going to go berserk.
Yeah. I say bye, buddy. He goes crazy.
Don't say it now. But they also went to a fabulous store today and bought a game for us to play tonight, which we're going to be playing it off podcast or whatever. And it's called Act Out or Blackout.
We're going to play it off because it's like charades.
You won't be able to see.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be good for podcast.
So here is what they're telling us on the backseat of this pamphlet. By purchasing this game, you release do or drink out from any of all liability related to or stemming from any gameplay, including from any action, inaction, or use of game by any player. And you and all players further release do or drink from any claims or actions or any kind of resulting from any gameplay, which means if you play this game and go get fucked up and go to jail, you can't sue Act Out or Blackout.
You can get it on Amazon.
You can get it on Amazon. You can go to Spencer's. Oh, my God. That is... So, how you play this game is... I'm going to read the rules out. Act Out or Blackout is basically charades, drunk cousin. Split up into two teams, take turns pulling a card, and act out what it is while your team guesses. If you talk while you're acting it out, you lose a point. Full rules found inside. Of course, I read the fucking back of it. I'm a man. I don't need to read instructions.
I mean, it's charades.
It's charades. It's just if you either do it or designed to get you wasted, you and your friends wasted. Huh. Well.
You see all those posts about people sharing their Stanleys? Or posts about
what the Stanley. Hell is a Stanley? Stanley I know is from The Office.
When y'all be
cup.
Sharing posts about Stanleys, I just be quiet while drinking out of mine. You remember that one I brought? It was like this tall.
Yeah.
That's a Stanley.
Oh.
And like Starbucks has like a hot pink one or something that everybody's going crazy for.
No, Stanley made that one. It's a pink glittery one.
I thought it was from Starbucks.
Though. No, I don't think so. I think it was just from like Target and stuff. I don't know. It might be from Starbucks. I don't know.
Maybe. Hey, no bite.
I know Stanley should have made better Valentine ones because just the red and pink with just the heart and the name, like just the tag around it, is not very Valentine-y.
All right, so here's what I want to do. You can be included. You can pull out your phone. You're basically a dad now. You have Buddy, and I'm a dad. So what I want to do with my friends here is I want to do... funniest dad jokes to see if we can make each other laugh. Whoever laughs drinks.
I don't really have a whole lot of dad
jokes. Just look them up on your phone, dude. I don't care. So I'm gonna start off with you.
With me?
Yes, with you. So remember, you laugh. I mean, you're not old enough to drink, but act like you're drinking. Just insinuate.
I mean, I should have got my drink out of the truck. And
I mean, you could.
It's
so far away. It's so far.
And I'm in sandals.
He's getting restless.
He died as he lived, we'd say.
I'm in here.
He died as we lived, we'd say. Meaningfully, with angry, irritable bowels. It made us laugh, but more importantly, we knew it would have made our dad laugh. For the most of his life, at least as long as I knew him, he was a huge advocate and gleeful of teller of dad jokes. So this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing dad jokes. Okay. Hey, Luke. What does a baby computer call his father?
Data?
Yes, the right one. After an unsuccessful harvest, why did the farmer decide to try a career in music?
I don't know.
Because he had a ton of sick beats. Oh god.
Did Buddy get a hold of this?
No, I dropped it. Oh. Speaking of farmers, why did the scarecrow get an award?
In the what?
Get an award.
Why did he get an award?
For being outstanding in his field.
It's these corny jokes, man. I love it.
Oh god, he's falling and he can't get up.
Oh, Buddy fell off. You good, bud? No pun intended. I only seem to get sick on weekdays. I must have a weakened immune system.
Oh, I'm about to fall off.
Oh, God, you're... Please don't fall. Please don't fall. You owe me a drink, sir. That was a laugh. I laughed when I read it because I didn't expect it to be as funny. And then once I said I got a weakened immune system. Fucking died. I'm kidding. No, you're good. All right, you know that they can't hear that, right, madam? My friend was showing me his tool shed and pointed to the ladder. That's my step ladder, he said. I never knew my real ladder. Buddy laughed at it. Buddy thought it was funny. Fuck you.
What did the fish say when it swam into a wall?
What?
Damn.
Shut up. What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
What?
Flippy flop.
I don't even get it. Flippy flop.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Why is it so cheap to throw a party at a haunted house?
Why?
Because all the ghosts bring all the booze. You know you can look up someone on your phone if you want to, bud. It's easier that way.
How do you organize a space party?
How do you organize a space party? I don't know.
You plan it.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to hit you in the face.
I hate you. I don't get why Marvel doesn't use the Hulk to advertise more. He's basically one big banner. I'm laughing at these more than anything. What brand of underwear do scientists wear?
What?
Calvin Klein. You, I'm going to make you laugh now. Which days are the strongest?
I don't know.
Saturdays and Sundays. The rest are weekdays.
I'm afraid for the calendar, its days are numbered.
Oh my God. That's so terrible. I just found out I'm colorblind. The news came out of the purple. You got one, or you want me to read one more?
This ain't from the list, but what do you call an alligator wearing a vest?
What?
An investigator.
Did you know your pupils are the last part to stop working when you die?
Didn't see that coming.
They dilate.
Oh. If April showers bring Mayflowers, what do Mayflowers bring?
Flower May?
Pilgrims.
Oh. I'm stupid. Here's how he never went to school. My wife asked me the other day where I got so much candy. I said, I always have a few Twix off my sleeve. Hey, child. How do cows stay up to date?
I don't know.
They read the moose paper.
I don't know what's funny. The jokes are
hilarious. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle?
Who, me? Oh, I don't know.
The attire.
A skeleton walks into a bar and says, "Hey, bartender, I'll have one beer and a mop." Because it's just gonna...
The fact that you had to describe it to me made it more funnier. I hate my job, man. All I do is crush cans all fucking day. It's soda depressing. Oh, where do pirates get their hooks?
Where?
Secondhand stores. What is he doing down there?
Chillax, my dude. You're about to knock their food down, and Garfield will not be happy with you.
All of the inventions of the last 100 years, the dry erase board has to be the most remarkable.
Dude, get him a blanket.
You see, guys, everyone that's listening to Melty Talks right now, just know I laugh at my own jokes. And I'm not afraid to admit that. I am the funniest person to myself. You think you're funnier than me? Not to myself. I think I'm funnier than all of you.
What do you call a poor Santa Claus?
What?
Saint Nicholas.
I'll give you a drink for that one. In America, this is for the child. In America, using the metric system can get you into legal trouble. What do you call a line of men waiting to get haircuts?
What?
A barbecue. You want to laugh. You're hiding it. I see the red on your face.
Red?
Red.
My nose is red because Buddy just scratched me.
Just read any one of them.
Well, that one's just stupid. Why did Billy get fired from the banana factory? He kept throwing away the bent ones.
That's the whole point. You gotta read all of them in their dad jokes. We gotta have them. In fact, if you sneer at any other method of measuring liquids, you may be held in contempt of court. I'm done.
Dad, can you put my shoes on? No, I don't think they'll fit me.
Who were the greenest presidents in the U.S. history?
The ones on dollars?
The Bushes.
I was getting kind of worried. I was like, why do you keep looking over there?
Because I think that's the one that's called the cops on me.
How do you make 7 even?
I can't see the floor.
How?
Take away the S.
I'm fucking done. My hotel tried to charge me $10 extra for air conditioning. Hey. That wasn't cool. God.
Speaking of hotels, when we went to Houston... Our hotel sucked. I mean, it was nice and all, but the air, like, the dresser was right here and the air conditioner was right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it went straight up. And it was not cooling the room down.
What the hell? I hate Houston hotels anyway. Go to a motel. They're better. What do you call a beehive without an exit?
Okay, come
on. Unbelievable.
Come on.
What concert costs just 45 cents?
A Nickelback concert.
50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
I was kind of partially right. Oh, God. If I ever find the doctor who screwed up my limb replacement surgery, I'll kill him with my bare hands. Uh-oh. Police going to get somebody. They went by with lights on and everything.
What kind of shoes do ninjas wear?
What?
Sneakers.
So, trying to keep a straight face here. Did you know that the first French fries weren't cooked in France?
They were cooked in Greece.
Son of a bitch.
How did Harry Potter get down the hill?
How?
Walking. JK, rolling.
You put in the heartstrings. I love Harry Potter so much.
I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now.
Gonna make me drunk already. This morning, my phone assistant said, "Don't call me Shirley." I accidentally left my phone in airplane mode. Have you ever seen them? Those movies? Don't call me Shirley. I forgot the name of it, but it had Lee something in it. Okay, I'll get another one then. It's easy to convince ladies not to eat Tide Pods, but harder to but harder to dent her gents.
Harder to what?
Detergents.
A guy walks into a bar and he was disqualified from the limbo contest.
My God, that's so corny. That's so fucking corny. I asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out.
We got invited to a fire. DJ said to invite me and you to the fire. And I said, sorry, we're busy.
Excuse you.
That was a cough. Do you want a box for your leftovers? No, but I'll wrestle you for them.
Oh, God. How do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm?
Look for the fresh
part. Damn it! The difference between... I'm not saying that's a big word. I found a wooden shoe in my toilet today. It was clogged.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
No.
It's okay, he woke up.
Oh my... I knew that one, I just forgot about it. Hey, child.
Yeah?
I just broke up with my mathematician's girlfriend today. She was obsessed with an ex.
Okay, read it again. I'm sorry. That's my message.
I just broke up with my mathematician girlfriend today. She was obsessed with an ex. You left. Give me a drink.
I used to play piano by ear. Now I use my hands.
Stay strong. Stay strong. Stay fucking strong. I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him. That's why I get buying a purebred dog. Okay, so this is really not a try not to laugh. This is the try not to laugh at my laugh at this point, because I think these jokes are funnier than fucking shit because I'm a dad. Shout out to all dads out there that love dad jokes. I got your back, dog. I got your back. To whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You will have my word.
You know, people say they pick their nose, but I feel like I was just born with mine.
Say that to Michael Jackson. Yes, buddy, I thought that was funny. What's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest one. I used to run a dating service for chickens, but I was struggling to make hens meet. Mom would like that joke.
I like telling dad jokes. Sometimes he laughs.
Okay.
That's it. Wow,
sad. That turned sad. We're supposed to be doing funnies. If prisoners could take their own mugshots, they'd be called selfies.
If prisoners?
selfies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Have you heard about those new coronary pillows?
They're making headlines.
Damn it!
I just scrolled past that one.
If a pig loses its voice, does it become disgruntled? Horse walks in. This is not on this one, but this is for the child. After she's done texting.
Sorry.
Is texting more important than the podcast, madam? No more texting in the studio.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Not that strict. Horse walked into a bar and said, "Can I have a drink?" And the person goes, the bartender goes, "Hey, man, what's wrong? Are you okay?" He goes, "I'm just a little sick." And he was like, "Oh, I was just saying, because you sound a little hoarse."
Ha, 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 ha. Such a knee slapper.
I was going to tell a time traveling joke, but you guys didn't like it.
I love that one. I'm using that one. A panic-stricken man explained to his doctor, "You have to help me. I think I'm shrinking." "Now settle down," the doctor calmly told him. "You'll just have to learn to be a little patient." "Honey, I shrunk my patient." You don't know those movies because you've never seen them. 80s. "Honey, I Shrunk the Kids." Best movies ever. "Adventures in Babysitting." Oh my God. Watch it. You will enjoy it.
Ow.
He's about to fall.
I hope he does. Then he'll learn to quit crawling on me.
Come here. Come here. Come see Uncle Tanner. Come see me. Yes. Yes. I got you, me boy.
Mountains aren't just funny. They're hill areas.
Yes, I love you. I love you.
I thought he was purring like a cat for a second.
What do you call a bundle of hay in a church? What? Christian Bale. If you don't know who Christian Bale is, he played Batman. A ship carrying red paint and a ship carrying blue paint collide in the middle of the ocean. Both crews were marooned.
Ha 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 ha.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
He never lands.
Oh my God! Hit me in the heartstrings there, sir. What is a guitar player's favorite Italian food?
What?
Stromboli.
Ha 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 ha.
Hey, that was funny. I don't give a shit who you are.
How can you tell if a tree is a dogwood tree?
How?
By its bark.
How does cereal pay its bills?
You give me my drink. I'm thirsty.
How? With checks.
Oh, that cereal is nasty, actually. Sorry, I feel like that. I don't.
Have you heard about the restaurant on the moon?
Oh, my banky.
Great food. No atmosphere. It's okay. Your mom will be right back.
How do lawyers say goodbye?
How?
We'll be suing ya.
That's definitely true. I've been sued once in my life, and I won that case. I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something.
Spring is here. I got so excited, I wet my plants.
Fuck. People in Athens rarely get up to before sunrise. Dawn is tough on Greece. It's funny, okay?
Buddy thinks you're funny too.
He does. He really does. Don't you, buddy? You think I'm funny? You think I'm funny? That's all I care about is a dog's opinion. Yes, I do. Why did the alternate universe Spider-Man do so well on his driving test? He's an excellent parallel parker. Get it? Peter Parker? Parallel Parker? Yeah. He went to an alternate universe. Parallel universe?
Ha, 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 ha.
Never date a tennis player. Love means nothing to them.
I ran out.
What do you call a wizard who's really bad at football?
What?
Fumbledore.
Where you going?
I can't sit on no back seat. On a no back seat.
Look at me, your can. The trash is right here.
Yeah, the trash can's right there. All right, so another thing I want to do is give me your funniest pickup lines. I'm looking up mine, so.
I done told you one that I got from somebody.
Let me hear it again.
It might not be 12 inches, but it sure smells like a foot.
Oh, I'm 12 inches tall, and I have a 5'4 penis. What are you looking at, buddy? What is so interesting over there that
I
you...
I guess them. They keep walking in and out that door, and he's looking at them.
Yeah, he's so interested. So everyone that's listening to the podcast, Buddy is now a guest on our podcast from now on, and he's very excited about it. Yes, you are.
His handle is LB.
LB. Lil Buddy.
Absolutely not.
What does LB mean?
Little bastard.
Oh my god. He's not a bastard. He probably knew his father. I never knew my father. I don't care about no damn Verizon gift card thing. That's just a scam. You're trying to get to my money? Hold on, chat. I keep saying chat, but, like, this is not live.
Podcast.
This is a podcast. Alright, so.
What is that?
What is what?
A plane?
Probably.
Helicopter?
Probably.
Helicopter?
It's flying a little low. That's why I'm asking. You hear it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like all Hi.
My name is Microsoft. Is Can I crash at your place tonight?
Probably.
Are you French? Because F all you for you. I don't know what that means. I don't know. Do you like raisins? How do you feel about a date? God. So, one more and then I'm done with these. Are you a parking ticket? Because you got fine written all over you. That's such an old one. Everyone knows that one. Everyone knows that one. So, Mackenzie, what is one thing you hope for 2024?
One thing?
One thing.
We get another house.
Get another house. That's great. That's great. It's very, very adult of you, child. Very adult of you.
I've been looking
Luke, for what is one thing you want for 2024?
I mean, a new place to live would be pretty nice.
Okay. All right. I see you. Affirmations, or affirmations is what they're called, is what I want. Everything I say I want happen, for it to happen.
We've been looking literally everywhere, from DeQuincy to Lake Charles to DeQuincy to DeRidder.
Have y'all looked in Sulphur?
He can't go Sulphur.
Why?
Because he's got to come all the way back to DeQuincy to get to DeRidder.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So trying to base it around their job. Charles and he can take the 171 highway.
Lake Charles
and
get, would be faster than it would Sulphur. Be.
Yeah, it's like, I looked be. At that when the address is up and it was like 40 minutes from that house to PCA.
Hey, don't be chewing on the table.
He can chew on the table.
Whoops.
All right, well, chew on the
table. This table's old as hell, dude.
Hopefully the podcast won't come to your work because I just exposed it.
It's fine. No one that listens to this podcast is like, oh, that's where that motherfucker worked. He said something I didn't agree with. Go get him. Go get him. Go cancel him. No, that's not going to happen. I promise. But I will say this podcast has grown. Okay. We are now top 40 in newly discovered podcasts. We went from top 100 to top 50. Now we're at top 40.
Y'all know who y'all's favorite should be? Me.
The
Not
child.
Luke. Me. I'm
I wasn't
jealous.
The favorite.
Out of me and you.
Will had a higher score than me.
Out of me and you. And I'm jealous about it.
Well, we
Girls
look at.
Girls staying together. What is this?
We look at analysis on every podcast and everyone that we have on, and we look at. Okay, so we had Luke here, Mackenzie here, McCoy here. That podcast got this much. But on certain podcasts, not naming which ones, dropped drastically. So it's not about who likes who. It's just all about repetition. You know, we want to have this podcast be all around well-rounded. Where we don't have to talk about it no more. About who's going to be on what show or who's better than who.
I'm better than Luke.
Oh my god. Y'all, everyone loves you guys. It's fine. Give us 1 second, everyone. There's a train about to pass on by. Like you guys know, we do our podcast outside. We will be right back as soon as it passes. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do 5 more minutes worth of material for you guys to talk about some things. So we're going to talk about the state of the podcast. Luke, how are you faring with how the podcast is doing and where it's going?
I mean, it's getting a lot of traction, really. I hope that with new events that we don't kind of lose some of that traction. But also, I don't know, like, I'm not very social, and I feel like with fewer people, it kind of puts more pressure on some people.
Would you consider this, kind of going out of the box a little bit?
Maybe, but it ain't too bad. Like, if I can just pretend like the phone ain't there. And
just talk to me, talk to her, talk to whoever's here.
But I don't know how like, the quality of that content is.
So, for you, we'll ask you now. What do you think about the state of the podcast right now? Don't go silent on me now. You were literally just talking your head off. Come on.
I know. But, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Don't put me in the spot.
That's fair. So you guys were not here for the last podcast of 2023, which you had to work. We talked about it. I understood. By the way, we had too many people here anyway. It was kind of hard to stay on subject with everybody, but it was still a fun podcast nonetheless. What was y'all's plan? And I asked everybody on the podcast of the last episode, what is your plan for the podcast for 2024? What do you want to happen for Melty Talks going forward?
To hit number one.
I like that. I like that. See, that's the, no one gave that answer. Mr. Luke.
I mean, I'm not just trying to just be let rude. Him free number one might be a little ambitious. But
a little ambitious at this
I'd
point.
Like to see that,
He's
too.
Not going
to
go anywhere.
And, I'd like to see people still enjoying having us on it and whatnot. And,
Don't vote y'all on me. I'm going to cry my eyes out.
Kind of going back to the whole less people, more pressure thing. Like, I hope that the quality doesn't dip just because it's going to be less people.
Down. Yeah. And I think as long as we keep the current content on where it's at and what we do, talk about games, have these nights where we just have game nights, which I'm going to stop game night podcasts. That's a major announcement. I'm going to stop game night podcasts because some of us get too drunk. We say things that are not podcast appropriate, and I don't want to advertise drunkenness on podcasts. So we're going to be more of a mature podcast. We're going to do funny stuff, game talks, whatever. But as long as we keep doing what we're doing, I think it's like a snowball going down a hill. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So it'll work. It'll work, and it'll get to where it needs to be. So I said 5 minutes, but we're just going to cut it down to 3 because it's cold out here, guys, and we want to go play some games. So with that being said, I want to thank everyone that has tuned in, listened to our dad jokes because they were funny as hell. I don't care what you think. If you laughed, make sure to let me know what joke you laughed at in the section poll. Make sure to check out Melty Talks on Spotify. Also, check out our merch store, shapeshifter.printify.com. You can get all the Melty merch. Everything's 50% off for the next 2 weeks. So get yourself some mugs, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, whatever you want. Kind of make it a little Mitch match. We will see you guys later. I have been Senpai. This has been
Mackenzie.
And
I forgot what my cool hand Luke. Signing off.
And like Melty always says, why eat when you can devour? Good night, everybody.